One of the success stories of the Irish food and drink industry in recent years has been the surge in the popularity of craft beers and whiskies. The rapid growth in the sector has spurred demands for highly skilled workers, and a new degree programme has become the first in the country to meet that demand. The Brewing and Distilling Honours course at IT Carlow began in September and aims to equip students with the scientific and business skills to meet market demands. Our reporter Richard Chambers went to see what they've learned in the few weeks so far and what it might mean for the future of the industry in Ireland. Richard, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Okay, give us the overall picture, first of all. Where does craft beer and whiskey stand in Ireland? I mean, is it overhyped? Is it maybe overdone?
It's probably a little bit overstated about how much it actually represents, but at the same time, there's been a huge, huge growth in the industry. Bord Bia says the number of production microbreweries in Ireland has snowballed, really, from 15 just 5 years ago in 2012 to 62 last year. So more than quadrupling in just the space of 5 years.
They all can't survive, can they?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think almost every county now in Ireland has its own production microbrewery. So the number at the moment in 2017 is in around the 70 mark. And the turnover of these companies, Pat, has increased 11-fold in that time. And that's impressive growth by anyone's reckoning. In terms of whiskey then, according to the Irish Whiskey Association, the export of whiskey has risen 3-fold in value since 2002. And it has been heralded then, both craft beer and craft whiskey, by politicians, by government agencies and business analysts, as one of those success stories of food and agri-food and drink.
Now, there's plenty of scope for growth in the whiskey business, because Irish whiskey was eclipsed by Scotch around the time of Prohibition in America, never really recovered. So there is plenty of scope for the growth there. What about the beers?
But there's hope there that there is still a lot of room for manoeuvre there. Seamus O'Hara is the founder and managing director of Carlow Brewing, which makes the O'Hara's brand of IPA and stout. He says the industry is quite a unique one and will become quite the battleground in years to come. And he's one of the more older heads in the business, Pat. He started off in 1996, 50 staff and 100,000 litres of beer per week.
This is the brewery building.
It smells a giveaway anyway.
Yeah, yeah. This is the malt producing region. Lots of malt barley producers and farmers around here, so fermentation will take, 3 to 4 or 5 days. All in all, about a 2 to 3 week process. I mean, a lot of it is with craft beer is that you do lots of different beers, lots of small batches. For the big breweries, maybe it's massive production of one single beer. So we're getting a range of styles, a range of flavours. And if you're doing a product for the mainstream, sometimes you want the lowest flavour because it's less offensive to everybody. Whereas if you're a craft brewery, you're more interested in capturing the flavour. And then you hope there's a customer out there for that. Where it's going from here, like, I think Irish, domestically produced craft beer from the independent breweries is only 3 to 4% of what we consume in Ireland. So still, after all the growth, it's still relatively small. So, and I think there's good opportunity for growth beyond that. But there are challenges to that as well. It's a very competitive market. The new craft beer bill that's going through the Dáil at the moment to allow breweries to hopefully be able to sell beer to tourists and other people visiting their brewery from their own premises, I think that'll really help, because that's a new revenue stream. If we were unleashed, to do that, I think we can definitely, it's definitely something we can develop and grow and jobs.
Finally organise a piss up in a brewery as well.
Officially.
Yeah.
One of the challenges we have is, recruiting or finding people with the right kind of qualifications and experience for brewing at this scale. I suppose it started out with people who got their experience through home brewing and maybe got a chance to some people to brew abroad or whatever, but it is a bottleneck being able to find the right people and the skilled people.
So that demand for skilled people from industry, is that what spurred the creation of this degree course?
Yeah, it seems to be, Pat. I mean, this programme came about at our IT Carlow after a 2-year study into how best to take advantage of the growth that sector has experienced. And 18 students, Pat, have just started the programme. And as I hear from this, they're from a variety of different backgrounds and different skills.
I spent 4 years working in the pharmaceutical industry and took up home brewing as a hobby. And then when this course came up, I decided to come back to college and have a lash at it and see what happens.
Give it a lash, yeah. Working in pharmaceuticals, you stepped into this.
I was, yeah. Okay. So this is also a science-based course, so it wasn't too foreign to what I've already experienced. You're not left wanting anything. It's brilliantly put together.
How about yourself? How did you come into this?
I guess just the interest in the whole brewing and distilling course and the whole industry about it. And
where are you from originally yourself?
Finland.
And how did you hear about this?
Last year I applied to Heriot White in Scotland, and now they made this course here.
Very good.
Just research.
What do you think, out of brewing and distilling, which would you like?
Brewing, I guess. Just brewing beer, making the new craft beer all up, high up.
You yourself, like this fellow over here, not from around these parts. What brought you out here?
That's right. No, I'm in Ireland for 13 years now. Yeah, what brought me to the course is the uniqueness of it and the range of possibilities that can bring us by the end of the course. And that's very exciting.
Okay, where are you from originally?
Brazil. And especially like Ireland is one of the oldest distilleries in the world. So it's fantastic for anyone that will be studying in Ireland, you know, getting the advantage of working in one of them.
I never done my leaving cert when I was younger. So I just after sitting it there in Abbey Leaks in June. So I just loved the science. So I decided I wanted to do a science course. But then when I found out about the brewing and distilling, I brew myself at home. So, you know, it was a simple enough thing to just come and do it.
How have you got on with your own home brews? What sort of stuff do you make at home?
Cider. I make wine and I've started making mead. I'm going to try and make honey-based beers and wines and stuff like that in future. See if we can get a few extra bees in the country.
Yeah, because it's a niche industry already. And to even go down that route of more honey-based and more mead-based things, it's specialised, isn't it?
It is. You know, there's different recipes and stuff like that. And, you know, and you have to learn different techniques than just making cider or wine by itself, because you know, the honey is a thing that you have to learn how to work with. But having said that, then there's it'd be easy to add honey into even commercial beers and stuff, you know.
And the honey, of course, would provide the sugar to make the alcohol. And what's actually involved in the course, Richard, itself? I mean, is it good enough to meet the demands of industry like we heard from O'Hara's?
That's the aim, anyway. There has been a lot of engagement with the sort of ecosystem, as business people would call it, in Carlow, whether that be visiting the team at Carlow Brewing or Walsh Whiskey, which is also just outside Bagnallstown. In fact, Walsh has already offered a bursary, actually, for whoever finishes top of this class. So there's clearly a lot of interest in it from the local industry. David Ryan is the programme director for this at IT Carlow. He says there's a strong focus on exposure to the reality of the industry.
This is an industry that has been crying out for a graduate stream. There's a massive gap here. Successive government reports and industry representative reports have said this. You know, we need graduates, we need brewers, we need distillers. To date, what they've been doing is taking science and engineering graduates from other programmes and then reskilling or upskilling them right from the get-go, from the design of the programme. So we didn't just take an existing degree and add some modules in. We sat down with a blank sheet of paper. We sat down with industry representatives. We worked the way through. So it's a genuine third level industry relationship. So the international professional body is the Institute of Brewing and Distilling, the IBD, who themselves run programs and online programs. When they spent a year reviewing it, reviewing the modules, reviewing the content, and they've recognised our program. So along with Harriet Watt in Scotland, Technological University in Munich, and the University of Nottingham, we're now the fourth international degree program recognised by the IBD, which is wonderful. And it means that our graduates then can go straight onto their master's programs. It is a science degree at its core, and they come into a science first year. It's a BSc and an honours BSc program. In second year, they'll move a little bit more into looking at the industry. They'll start to bring in some engineering aspects, some instrumentation and control. They'll get into the actual brewing process. And that evolves then into third year, where they start to do research methods, innovation, entrepreneurship. Really what we're trying to do is prepare these guys and girls for a career where they might be going into an SME or indeed starting up themselves, where, okay, you're the brewer, the distiller, but, you know, you've got to help and pitch in with everything else as well. And that's the nature of startup companies. So third year then, there's a key element. It's a work placement. They'll go out in about March. They'll spend 5 months working for a brewery or a distillery or a related industry. While there, they have to identify a research question, or they're challenged to identify a research question of relevance to that company. Then they'll come back into fourth year and do a year-long research project looking at that aspect or that challenge that they've evolved from their work placement. So the programme, right from first year through to fourth year, it's a complete stream, I suppose, in terms of modules and connectivity from year to year. We only have 18 students here. So, ideally, we will see a number of other programs, similar programs, growing up around the country. The industry needs it.
Industry certainly needs it. What do the students make of it so far? I mean, has their enthusiasm dropped off at all?
I think it's been from the first clip of them actually there, I think you can sort of see some of the passion for it. I mean, it used to be seen as this nerdy thing, all this home brewing thing and people, you know, making this sort of stuff in their sheds. But now there's a huge demand from it, from our industry. And clearly just the opportunity to grow into that, I think, is something that's... That isn't lost on the students there. This is really about putting an academic and a practical qualification to that passion. So perhaps a lesson to be learned there as well, Pat, for other, you know, third level institutions, sort of tailor making a course from scratch with a blank sheet of paper about what exactly the skills of the industry are demanding and trying to meet that. I mean, you hear those complaints from multinationals about the lack of qualifications or the lack of skills. So maybe this sort of root and branch approach might be something that points a way forward. So it bears mentioning, Pat, the example is already being followed elsewhere. DIT has actually just last week announced that it's going to be launching a brewing and distilling degree as well. So this is something which clearly is something which is going to be a growing aspect of third level education in Ireland anyway. But the students at IT Carlow, they're already eyeing up their own futures.
I think we've got a very good group of people and eager to learn. So in the
competitive.
Yeah.
Tell me more about this now. Yeah,
good atmosphere, very competitive. Everyone's just really wanting to do well, you know, working hard every day.
Big beer is shrinking year on year, and craft beer is growing year on year. So that trend is going to continue. The market is becoming oversaturated, so more beers have to focus on an export-driven market. Us as future brewers will have to change our beers to be the best, not only Irish beers, but the best international beers. That's what we do, that's why we do it.
So that's what we're here for. You know, it's just not to make beer, but it's to find out better ways to make it.
Even local beers, local breweries as well, there's a whole industry, like, so each kind of area would have its own local brewery, like in Germany. So instead of here, is like there's very few there about 20 years ago. So it'll be like, oh, each county could have its own brewery, and then there'd be a tourism thing with that. Some people believe, like, you know, people go to Scotland on distillery tours. Yeah. So, like, Ireland could even increase in that in a sense, and so Americans could come and try all our distilleries and breweries, which we're kind of known for as well in a sense. So we should be having more of craft distilleries and breweries. Like,
a few of us now have already talked, you know, about setting up our own businesses and stuff like that, and we, you know, just joking about it, but yeah, we can see where the opportunities could come by just being here together, because a lot of us already are sitting down helping each other with, you know, with, whether it be maths or physics or anything like that. And yeah, you know, there's great opportunities to be here with a group of people that you might go into business with someday.
It's very interesting, Richard, the way the industry, both distilling and brewing, has changed. I mean, you had the consolidation of brewing under Guinness, now Diageo, with all local ales and all that being absorbed into the big companies. The same with Irish distillers and all the whiskey brands. And now we're having the opposite, fragmentation.
And it's funny that you have places like Diageo and Irish distillers, which will try and, you know, push out their own craft versions of products. I know there's the Open Gate Brewery at Guinness as well. And actually, Pat, we mentioned at the start there that, you know, we have a huge amount of these microbreweries. In terms of the actual figures, though, we're actually far behind the world. I mean, it's 10 per million in terms of microbreweries in Ireland, 55 per million in Switzerland, and 22 per million in the UK.
Lots of scope, then.
Lots of scope.
Very good. Richard Chambers, thank you very much.